You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A big thanks to those folks for helping us out each and every day. And could not do it without them. You can learn more how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website. That is DuPaco.com. Again, that is DuPaco.com. Good show coming up for you today as we'll talk with Kevin Lehman. It's our Off the Glass segment. And we'll talk college hoops. You and I in action tonight. Iowa in action coming up tomorrow. The Hawkeyes will take on the formerly Missouri Kansas City, now just Kansas City, Fighting Roos tomorrow night. Much more manageable start time at 7 o'clock. So we'll talk basketball and hoops coming up in just a little bit. We'll get you updated on what's happening at the Unidome in the state football semifinals. We'll do that on the program here today as well. Your input always welcome at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is our phone line as well. And I know, Mark, you joined me in wishing everyone out there, all of our veterans, a happy Veterans Day today to all the current members of the armed services as well as past. And again, a big thank you to your service out there to help keep our country great. And know a lot of them out there, and a tip of the hat to all of them.
Absolutely. I join you in that salute, and thank you to all the veterans out there. We need to thank you more than one day a year, and I for one try to do that as much as I can. But happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. And yeah, looking forward to today's show. You mentioned some of the content. Kind of a mixed bag of goodness today, Scott.
Is it are we terming it what Gus would always term it? Is it all hash today?
I think it's better than that.
It's all better than hash today. Yeah. Well, it's going to look back at a team that's going to be honored coming up on Saturday. The 1981 Iowa football team. 40 years. 40 years, Mark. Where did time go? And just crazy stuff right there. But there, a lot of them are going to be back at Kinnick Stadium coming up this weekend. And looking forward to seeing those folks and have them out on the field. And one of them is going to be honored in particular on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be Andre Tippett. He will be recognized for going into the College Football Hall of Fame. Had a wonderful NFL career, and we'll talk about that in more detail here in a moment. But it really was a season that changed the trajectory of Iowa football. Perhaps for a better part of 40 years.
No doubt. No doubt about that. We do have breaking news coming down as far as the National Football League is concerned. It appears that Odell Beckham Jr. has found a new team. As many folks are reporting that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be a member of the Los Angeles Rams. As the Rams just getting better and better with a lot of their skill people. And, of course, I believe coming off of what they had on Sunday night. But anyway, OBJ is back in the league. That did not take long.
No, it didn't. And I think some Packer fans are relieved. I know Todd Bromelkamp wasn't particularly interested, and maybe Spencer as well, in Beckham joining their team. I don't think I would be either, but this is, you're not spending a whole lot of money for Beckham's services. He's 29 years old, and if you can squeeze anything out of him at all, it's going to be a high reward. But I remain pessimistic of whether he can do a whole lot in the NFL at this point.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. The Chiefs were a part of the speculation as well, and I did not want to go down that road. Chiefs already have Josh Gordon on their bench with one big catch through four games, so don't need OBJ to gum up the works a little bit, but he will be a Los Angeles Ram. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Thursday edition, the Veterans Day edition of the Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM. 6936 weighing in. If OBJ can't do anything with the Rams, then we know he is washed up. I guess that remains to be seen. Matt Stafford has another weapon, though. And the Rams, they are a player as far as the NFC is concerned. And I think they got a little bit better today. Yes, Matt, thankfully he is not a Chief. Matt in Fairfax weighing in. 319-366-1600. That is the text line if you would like to weigh in on Odell Beckham Jr. and as well as the 81 Hawks. We're going to talk about them and a few memories about the Iowa football team that went to the Rose Bowl that year. That watershed year as far as Iowa football with Hayden Fry and his early part of his tenure is concerned. There's football coming up tonight for you on all of our frequencies starting at 7 o'clock this evening as the NFL week number 10 will get underway as it'll be the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Miami Dolphins in sunny South Florida. We assume it's sunny South Florida. It could be showery South Florida. But anyway, it's going to be warm. We know that. And a game that Baltimore needs. Miami is dangerous, though. And Baltimore, we'll see if they can raise their record to 7-2. We mentioned you and I in action tonight as far as the Panther basketball team is concerned. And they've got a tough one against the University of Vermont. The Catamounts coming to Cedar Falls tonight. They are the class of the American East Conference and picked to win that again this year. By the way, just doing some research, Mark, before our segment with Kevin Lehman today, and we underestimated Nicholls State, I believe. They are picked first or second in their league as well. And still not a great loss for you and I, but I guess it could have been worse. And we'll ask Kevin about that, his thoughts about that first game.
Yeah, he goes on the air with ESPN, and I think at 5 o'clock. So Kevin has already got all the hay in the barn in terms of research on this game and a lot more, too, with Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah, after the first games for both the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes and the Drake Bulldogs as well. We'll talk about that. The Iowa women in action tonight as well at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. I believe Samford is the scheduled opponent coming up this evening. Should be win number two for Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, and the Hawkeye women tonight.
Should be. It's a step up in competition from New Hampshire, but Samford in Carver Hawkeye Arena, 6:30 tip.
Yeah. People weighing in on Odell Beckham Jr., 31-66. He won't do anything with the Rams. He'll be the fourth wide receiver behind Woods, Kupp, Higbee, and Jefferson. Of course, Higbee is a tight end. I think Cooper Kupp right now arguably is the hottest receiver in the National Football League. Am I not wrong? Am I not right on that statement, Mark?
He seems to be open all the time, gets a ton of targets each and every week, and I suspect 9168 on the text line has him in a fantasy league. Hopefully OBJ doesn't screw up the targets with Kupp.
Cooper Kupp can get open anywhere against anyone. The guy is amazing. I think he's a very underrated receiver as far as things are concerned with that. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in as we take you through the Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We've got the state semifinals continuing at the Unidome today. Not good news for East Buchanan. They had a tough second half. It was an 8-0 game with West Hancock at halftime, and then the Eagles of West Hancock got things right in the second half and went at 37-0 today. Congratulations, Coach Alden and East Buchanan on a great year. And going on right now is the other Class A semifinal, and it is number one, preseason number one now, I believe number two, Grundy Center, as Grundy Center leading Woodbury Central by a score of 21-0 at this point. 4A comes up at 4 o'clock, or scheduled to get underway at 4 o'clock. Probably will be a little. By the way, two teams that like to run the ball, Mark, West Hancock and East Buchanan. That was a less than a two-hour game today. That two wishbone offenses going at it. It was a throwback Thursday for me today.
That's what you have to keep games on time, right? And I know that finale of the session today coming up, scheduled at 7 o'clock, should be a good one as well, and you will be there.
Yes, we will. It'll be Xavier taking on Winterset coming up tonight. Yeah, looking forward to that. John and I will have the action for you on CRM Live Sports tonight, beginning at 6:40, we hope, with the pregame, and about 7 o'clock, just past 7 o'clock, with the kickoff up at the Unidome. And, turn on the sound with us if you'd like to watch it. It is available on several different platforms, but if you want to hear some two guys that have seen the team and are local, we encourage you to listen to us instead of two guys that haven't seen them throughout the year. But that's tough. I don't, you know, Alan and Kent do a great job, but, you know, they're in Southwest Iowa. They don't see Eastern Iowa teams, and it's tough. And that's why I tend to give national announcers in college games a little bit of leeway, because all they do is see film and whatnot of teams. It's not film anymore. I know. They see video. But you got to give them a little bit of a grain of salt.
What's your research tell you about Winterset, the opponent for Xavier?
They run the ball. Third straight team. The top three teams in the state in 4A running the football, Xavier has met in a row, back to back to back now in the playoffs. They've got the leading rusher in 4A, Forgy, who's ran over for over 2,100 yards this year. And Winterset can get after you defensively too. One of the leaders in sacks in the state. They like to blitz. They like to bring it on the defensive side of things. So, by the way, their first ever appearance at the Unidome in Winterset football history.
Not the case for Xavier. We know the history of Xavier there, and I found it quite interesting. A story in the paper today, by Jeff Johnson, that this freshman group from Xavier was 1-6. And I'm not sure we see it often, but we see it enough that kids grow up, commit themselves, and now Xavier finds itself in the state semifinals. A good story.
It is. It is. And just shows you the great coaching staff that they have under Dwayne Schulte over there at Xavier. And we'll have it tonight for you. Should be a very fun atmosphere. And I hope I don't have to park somewhere near Dyke tonight.
Yeah, because of the UNI men's game as well.
You got the UNI men's game. You've got games going on throughout the day. It's parking. It could get a little shady tonight. Could get, I'm just gonna say that I am prepared. I have brought gloves for the trip there and the trip back with equipment, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's a good thing you and Haggerty are in good shape, huh?
Yeah. Well, John is. 319-366-1600 at 19 past 3. We'll get a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit. And we will talk to the coach, Kevin Lehman. Talk college hoops here in just a little bit. But as we mentioned, Mark, the 1981 Iowa football team is going to be honored coming up on Saturday. And that will be at Kinnick Stadium during the Iowa-Minnesota game. And you had a chance to cover that team. And a lot of interesting characters on that team. But it's a team that will, I think, go down in Iowa football lore as one of the most remembered teams in Iowa football history.
As I mentioned earlier, it changed the fortunes of Iowa football. Iowa tying for the Big Ten championship, but able to go to the Rose Bowl, because at the time, the team that had not been there in the longest period of time got the berth, and that was Iowa. The Hawkeyes defeated Michigan State at Kinnick Stadium in the season finale, and got some help from Ohio State. Iowa needed Michigan to lose to Ohio State. The Buckeyes obliged with an Art Schleister fourth period touchdown run. Trying to recall if that game was over before or after. I think it was before.
It was before.
Conclusion of the Iowa game. But, yeah, that was my first year covering Iowa football full-time at the ripe old age of 25. And right from the very start, when Iowa beat Nebraska after losing by about 50 points the previous year, upset the Cornhuskers in game one. And then that was the first of three top 10 teams that Iowa beat that year. Iowa also defeated UCLA at home and then went to Michigan and won behind the leg of Tom Nichol. Michigan was ranked number 5 at the time. And you mentioned it was, you know, a lot of – I looked through that roster, Scott, and you not only had Andre Tippett, you had Ron Hallstrom, who's spent a good deal of time in the NFL, Reggie Roby, Mark Bortz, Stoops brothers, Bob and Mike Stoops on that team. Mel Cole, really underrated linebacker, I thought. And then the quarterback duo, Gordy Bohannon. Yes, that's Jordan's dad. And Pete Gales, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yep. They were the two quarterbacks on that team. And just a very interesting group. Mel Cole was the MVP of that team, by the way. Local tie with Cedar Rapids Kennedy's Tracy Crocker, one of the captains on that team. You had Joel Hilgenberg on that team as well. You had Lou King, a defensive back. You mentioned Andre Tippett, Brad Webb on that team as well. Our friend Lon Olenzak was on that team from good old Decorah, Iowa. And just a lot of folks. It was a pretty darn talented football team. And yes, that game that got them to the Rose Bowl was the Michigan State win against the Spartans. It wasn't close at all. And I remember folks handing out roses during the second half of that game it looked like Iowa had an insurmountable lead. And as you mentioned, Michigan and Ohio State was an early game, and that was, I think, an 11 o'clock start. And, of course, in the days of 1 o'clock starts, Mark, that was when Iowa and Michigan State kicked off that day, and the Hawkeyes were handing out roses in the second half.
Roses explode, that's for sure. And Chuck Long was a freshman on that team and actually got in late in the Rose Bowl. Iowa was thrashed by Washington 28-0.
What's new?
Backup running back named Jock Robinson ran roughshod over what was a really good Iowa defense. But Long, I think, became the first and perhaps only, maybe not nowadays, but the first to play in 5 bowl games. As he came back his, you know, senior year in 85. But just a wonderful, except for the Rose Bowl, just a wonderful season to cover.
Yeah. Back in the day with 10 teams in the Big Ten. Yes, kids, there were 10 teams in the Big Ten at one point. You rotated one team you did not play. And, of course, the one team Iowa did not play in 1981, Mark, in the regular season. Other Big Ten opponent?
Ohio State Buckeyes.
The Ohio State Buckeyes. And, yeah, that probably helped a little bit, no doubt about it. But still, all in all, a very good year. Started off with the big upset against Nebraska and then a loss in Ames to Donnie Duncan and Iowa State, 23-13. And still remember, I took in the UCLA game, the 20-7 Iowa win over the UCLA Bruins back in late September of that year. And that was kind of the game that caught everyone's attention, that kind of got the country clued in a little bit that this was a pretty darn good Iowa team. And then, of course, you had the 3 field goal thriller up in Ann Arbor as Iowa beat number 5 Michigan 9-7 back in the day behind, as you mentioned, Mr. Nickel.
Indeed. And 98-43 has a really good point on the text line, except his second sentence. Lots of Bob Cummings recruits on the field that year. Also, Mark just gave away his age.
You were young. That was your first year on the beat, correct?
I was. I was 25. I just turned 25 and later became, well, Gus told me I was the youngest sports editor in Gazette, maybe state history, but that's neither here nor there. It's ancient history, right, Scott? But Bob Cummings, you know, he recruited Andre Tippett out of the Newark area. Actually, it was Bernie Wyatt, I think, who later got the Harmons out of there and others. But it was Bob Cummings that recruited a great deal of those players that were on that team and on the field that particular day against Michigan State. Tippett actually had to go to Ellsworth for a year. And in the meantime, Cummings got fired. And I think Hayden Fry, I think that one of the first things he did when he got the job was to convince Andre Tippett to come back to Iowa. And Tippett hated it at Ellsworth anyway. So he was made sure his grades were in order and ended up at Iowa, and the rest is history.
How can you hate Iowa Falls?
Well, it's not Newark, I can tell you that.
319-366-1600. Bernie Wyatt, of all the assistant coaches during the Fry era, I think Bernie Wyatt, by far, the most underrated guy.
He might have been. I mean, you want to know why Fry was successful? Some of his assistants, his coordinators, Bill Snyder and Bill Brazier, Kirk Ferentz, the offensive line coach, Carl Jackson, a running backs coach, he was another underrated guy, I think. Dan McCurney, Barry Alvarez, Donnie Patterson, Bernie Wyatt, you mentioned, Del Miller. That's quite an assembly.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Great coaching tree right there. 319-366-1600 here at 327. By the way, it is a final now. Grundy Center has beaten Woodbury Central 28-7. And so, let's see, they won't be too far behind schedule, but 6:40 start for our Xavier game tonight for the pregame is looking a little bit shaky at this present time.
I'm sure you'll update folks on social media and elsewhere.
And unless Waverly Shellrock, who does run the ball very well, decides to run it. Lewis Central is going to throw it a little bit with their terrific terrific special team or their tight end and whatnot. So that may take a while, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll keep people updated, no doubt about that. By the way, Jim Mora to UConn?
I did see that, yeah.
Crazy, crazy. 319-366-1600 and 5711. Yes, Mike Hufford on that team, the pride of Mount Vernon. Many, many Mount Vernon Mustangs that played for Coach Bellamy made their way down the Highway 1 to Iowa City. Hopefully a lot of those gentlemen will be back in Iowa City coming up this weekend. A lot of the haunts that they may have visited once or twice in downtown Iowa City, Mark, may not be around anymore. Just saying that.
I'm sure some arrangements will be made.
Oh, Iowa City compared to Pardeeville, Wisconsin. The home of the great Mark Bortz, by the way.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. And we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, and we're going to switch gears, talk some college hoops with you. But before we do that, we're going to send it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you once again, as we will give someone out there an opportunity to win a $25 gift card. But Emil's, of course, located right across from the Lindale Mall on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Scoreboard today.
Iowa's Joe Wieskamp saw his first NBA action last night. for the San Antonio Spurs. He's on a two-way contract with that particular team. And hit a three-pointer. So Joe Wieskamp is in the scorebooks in NBA history. Good for him. PGA Shell Houston Open being played right now. Zach Johnson continues his struggles. Missed three straight cuts and opened with a 2-over par 72 today, although scores not particularly low at that tournament right now. Iowa Josiah Mayman, Iowa tight end, has announced that he is entering the transfer portal. He is behind, of course, Sam Laporta, Luke Lachey, and perhaps others, but Mayman is going to look for another team. Rivalry Saturday in high school girls basketball. Announcement that 8 games will be played November 27th at Kirkwood. Check Jeff Linder or the Gazette online for the list of games there. And finally, for tomorrow night, if you're going to the Iowa men's basketball game against Kansas City, you need to check with HawkeyeSports.com because there's 3 or 4 lots that will not be available for parking because those are reserved for football parking. And, of course, Iowa plays Minnesota Saturday afternoon.
Yes, they do. And Iowa and Kansas City, Iowa women against Samford coming up tonight, Iowa and Missouri-Kansas City. I'm gonna call them Missouri-Kansas City because that's the way I remember them. The fighting Ruse will be here in Iowa City tomorrow. They played Minnesota on Tuesday night, fell to the Gophers by 15. We talked about that a little bit with Mike Grimm. Talked Iowa, Minnesota with Mike Grimm, the voice of the Gophers, the native of Manchester. Did that yesterday. If you'd like to go back and listen to that, revisit it, or if you missed it and want to hear it, go back, listen to our podcast. It's at kgymradio.com under the Gym Class, or you can listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify. And thank you very much for doing that. We do appreciate it. 3:32, we'll take a break, come back, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, joins us right after a weather and a break right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Sarah Flynn here with your Iowa's News Now forecast. We'll start off the day with some partly cloudy skies, but some breaks of sunshine will get those high temperatures up to 56 degrees. We'll see some rain move in late tonight, carrying through most of the day Thursday. It'll be windy out there as well. On the back end of the system, we're talking flurries on Friday. And that was your latest Weather First forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Saints are marching on to state. Second-ranked Xavier defeated number 8 Webster City 24-13 in the Class 4A state football quarterfinal Friday night at home. Senior Christian Stanek had 2 touchdowns, and senior Will Hiserote led with 139 rushing yards. 10-1 Xavier faces 9-2 Winterset in a semifinal at the Unidome in Cedar Falls tonight at 7, with a trip to the title game on the line. This will be the Saints' 8th semifinal appearance in the last 10 seasons. And the winter sports season is coming right up. Girls basketball practice along with boys and girls bowling practice started this week. Boys basketball and wrestling practice will get underway next Monday.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Baltimore or Miami. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if either Baltimore or Miami scores a touchdown. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You hear the name Alexander Lumber and you think, well, lumber. But Alexander Lumber offers lots of other things too. Their design services can help you bring together any space. They offer free estimates on any size project too, from a single garage to a custom home. And Alexander Lumber carries a broad range of windows, doors, and cabinets to bring your full vision to life. If you don't see what you're looking for, just ask. Your next project starts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander in Iowa City.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
And indeed, a big thanks to Chris Lehman at Coldwell Banker and 20-plus years in the HVAC in the Iowa City Coralville area. Check them out, shootershomes.com. And big thanks to Chris and his brother Kevin as well, that joins us each Thursday during the basketball season for Off the Glass. And, of course, brought to you by Chris Lehman at Coldwell Banker. Check him out at shootershomes.com. We're underway with hoops. Life is good, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, it is, Mark and Scott. Virginia goes down against Navy at home. There's been a few teams have struggled in this opening week of college basketball.
Yeah, and you are at the McLeod Center. By the way, go outside. Can you, if you have, you know, if you can find an orange cone, please find an open parking spot for me for later on.
Well, Eric Braley, my partner in the play-by-play, he parked across the highway, and then Nancy Justice, the old SID, just came in, and they parked in the grass somewhere. So good luck find a parking spot, Scott, because I learned long ago when I coached up here, never leave the Unidome during football playoffs because you'll never get back in.
No doubt about that. We will try. We will try tonight. You and I bounce back, and it's going to be tough against a very solid Vermont team that is picked to win the America East.
Well, this Vermont team, it's like the best program that we haven't heard of. Before COVID year, they had won 29 games, 27 games, 27 games, 26 games, almost 28 games a year. Under John Becker, they have been tremendous. They won the last five league titles in the American East. Really good team coming in here to McLeod Center.
What happened to you and I against Nicholls State, Kevin?
Well, I had a good talk with Coach Jacobson here before the shoot-around, and their offensive efficiency was horrendous. Couldn't make threes, 13%, had a lot of open looks. He liked what they did defensively, and he always measures his team by points per possession. I think it was 0.83 that Nicholls scored at. And he's anything you keep below 1.0, you got a 90% chance of winning. So, and here's what else happened too, Mark. Their guys are multi-level scorings. Bowen Bourne's out with a broken hand, and then Noah Carter went down about 8 minutes of that game on a bad fall on his hip. Those are the two guys that kind of can score at all three levels. So their offense really stagnated. Plus, A.J. Green, he hasn't played for 400-some days. He couldn't make a shot. He goes 1-for-14 in that game, and I doubt you're going to see that happen again with A.J. Green.
Yeah, and speaking of A.J., yes, I think it's only been a small sample size, one game. Obviously, it's been a long time since he's been on the hardwood. I don't think it's really any time to panic or anything like that. But, you know, it's for you and I to be successful, they got to have A.J. Green, the preseason player of the year in the MVC.
Well, their offense works a little different from most people. In the old school, used to play inside out. They're a team that plays outside in. They really rely upon that three ball to open up their back cuts and some slice moves down the middle. And if they're not making threes, they struggle. And to your point, too, Mark, athletic teams like Nichols State was that take away those dribble handoffs. They switched a lot of perimeter stuff. It stagnates that offense that they run. We've seen Southern Illinois do it to them consistently, and Loyola does the same thing. And this Nichols team, guys, you know, they're in Abilene Christian beat them in the championship, and that Abilene Christian's the team that went on and beat Texas that basically cost Shaka Smart his job. So that was a pretty solid Nichols team that came in here to play. And plus, he had a lot of transfers, and they were fifth-year transfers. They were guys that were 23, 24 years old, like we're seeing a lot of these mid-major teams have older guys this year.
True. Very, very true. And with that being said, though, with a loss to Nichols State at home, I got to think that puts a little added pressure in this game tonight.
Well, no question. But, you know, you guys know Coach Jacobson. He's not a panic guy. And it's, you know, it's a marathon and not a sprint for these Panthers. And they've really scheduled well. I mean, you're looking at teams like Nichols picked to win their league in the Southland. Vermont's picked second, surprisingly, in the American East, although they've won the last 5 years. Then they're going to go to Arkansas. Of course, they got Dubuque sandwiched in there. They got St. Bonaventure's a top 25 team. So they've really tried to schedule to help their net out. But, you know, guys, when you schedule those games, you've got to win those games to get that net score up. And the whole valley that I've been bragging up all fall took a huge hit on Tuesday night. They go 4-6. And if you throw Belmont in there, they went 4-7 in that first round of games for the Missouri Valley.
Kevin, what'd you make of the Iowa Hawkeyes in the opener against Longwood?
You know, I went there and I sat courtside against Slippery Rock Exhibition because I knew I wouldn't be able to see them there for a couple days. And I tell you, they are a fun team to watch because they're long, they use some speed, and you know, we're seeing a big-time player in Keegan Murray. I think the question again is, you know, how much can they play with him on the wing and get Mulvey inside or Rabachi inside? Ogundele didn't play the other night. And I think you're seeing, and here's what I saw Friday night against Slippery Rock. Jordan Bohannon kind of looked disengaged. To see him come back and hit six threes against Longwood, I think that was really good. So this is going to be a fun team. But I don't think, Mark, we're going to know a whole lot about this team until they go to Virginia on November 29th. Because these other games are going to be all wins for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah. You mentioned Keegan Murray, and we talked about Keegan yesterday. We're going to talk about him, I think, at length throughout the season. But just he's so smooth. That is the one thing that I take from watching his game. And I've seen him play now 6-7 years and just improving each and every year. Defensively, takes that very seriously. 2 or 3 blocks the other night against Longwood on the interior. We may see Keegan Murray playing against Liddell and people like that once they get into the Big Ten race, but the guy can do anything, and now he's stepping back and hitting threes too.
Well, I tell you, he's got an NBA body if you look at him, and give McCaffrey and his staff a lot of kudos because they've been able to find guys like this, diamonds in the rough, Luca Garza, Aaron White. You can make a whole list of guys that were not highly recruited that Fran saw something in, and they turned into some really great players. I think, you know, even people thought Jordan Bohannon was not a Big Ten player, and he's had a tremendous career for the Hawkeyes. So Fran McCaffrey and his staff do an outstanding job of finding those diamonds in the rough, and Keegan Murray's a great example of that. And we got some good life out of Chris Murray in that game also against Longwood.
See, Mark, if I could, Mark, I apologize, but two guys that really, for this Iowa basketball team, you named one, I think, that really need to step up. We talked about it yesterday. Chris Murray was one. I think Peyton Sanford's got off to a good start, shows that he can get in there. He's going to have to get in there. He's going to have to shoot some threes from the outside. Those are two guys that are, I think, are very, very key is about, what, the eighth and ninth guys coming off the bench for Fran.
Well, Sanford, as I saw against Slippery Rock, can shoot the rock. Doesn't need much space, great confidence, and he can shoot them deep. We talked about Kingsbury the other day. Stanford's got that sort of range. And so I think that, and I think I would throw Aaron Ulis in there too. He's got to be able to give him some really good minutes in that backcourt and be able to be a setup guy, because there's going to be some times when they've got to, they're going to keep Bohan at that two spot. Ulis's ability to develop as that backup point guard is going to be huge. And the other guy, you know, I think we're seeing some great signs from Patrick McCaffrey. Didn't shoot that well against Longwood, but I think Patrick McCaffrey and Keegan Murray on the wings are going to give some people some problems.
Kevin, in my opinion, it's going to be a challenge for Fran McCaffrey to combat the strength of the Big Ten big men in Coburn and, you know, those big guys of Purdue and Liddell. Maybe Robrach is the guy. I think he's playing out of position. Murray would have to play out of position to defend the interior. Where does Fran go with that?
Well, I think you're seeing they want to play a faster pace to try to neutralize the size inside that they don't have. And I think you're going to see a lot of Robrach in there, as you mentioned. And I think Ogundole's got a chance. It's really important, Mark and Scott, to have that big body that can give you maybe 5-8 minutes a half. And I think Ogundole can develop into that guy. Those are really precious minutes to come in there and defend and rebound, not necessarily score, but have a big body inside. But if you look at the top of the Big Ten, you're exactly right. The teams that we're talking about in the Big Ten, Purdue, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio State, they got some dudes at that five spot. And I think, again, that's why they're saying the Big Ten is being talked about as the best league in America right now, because of those difference in the middle. You know, Gonzaga's got it too with Chet Holmgren and the guys that they got. So that's kind of what's separating the great teams from the teams trying to be great. But, guys, we know if you're big and you're good, you're not going to stick around very long. You're going to go to the NBA.
Yeah. Kevin Lehman joining us, 3:47, Thursday edition of Off the Glass here on the Gym Class, brought to you by Chris Lehman at ShootersHomes.com. And for Iowa State, I don't think it's a big surprise that they were led in scoring Tuesday night and led on the court by two veterans with Brockington and Kalischer coming in, 18 and 17 apiece. A little tougher game than I think we expected for the Cyclones, but those two guys are going to be the veterans. They brought them in to do that, and they checked all the boxes on Tuesday night.
Well, also they got some good minutes out of Caleb Grill. I mean, he's get 30 minutes, knocks in some threes for him for 11 points, and I thought Tyrese Hunter played pretty well for his first time as a point guard. Picked up some foul issues, so only got 20 minutes, but they've got a big test here come up Friday, Oregon State. It's in Hilton. I think this is one of those where you kind of get that signature win for T.J. Otzelberger, get his program going, because, you know, you're talking about establishing culture, how you're going to guard, how you're going to behave on and off the court. They have to reward themselves by getting some wins. So I think Oregon State, a named team, made a great one run last year in the NCAA tournament. That could be a huge win for this Iowa State program, just to give them momentum going forward.
Well, Drake escaped my Cohawks.
Co-led, by the way.
But the schedule is going to get a little tougher. South Dakota coming up, Richmond, Belmont. Probably have to wait and see more about this Bulldog team, huh?
Well, Scott's right. Co was ahead until they brought Tucker DeVries off the bench, and he knocked in a couple shots, and then Drake didn't look back. Yeah, that was a warm-up game for them. So they got South Dakota, pretty salty team coming in. But then you look at that. After that, they've got Richmond at home. Well, Richmond's a team that Northern Iowa's at home and home with. They've got all those super seniors back. That's a very good team out of Atlantic 10. So we'll know a lot more about this Drake team on November 20th, because Richmond is picked second in the A-10, loaded, much like Drake, old guys ready to play. And we know about Belmont. Although they got knocked off at Ohio, that's a team. If you look at the mid-major top 25, number one's Gonzaga. Belmont was number two until that loss. I think Drake was sitting there around number four. In fact, the Valley had a number of teams in it. Loyola was in it. Missouri State, who got beat. course, Drake we mentioned, and Northern Iowa was getting votes prior to the disaster in the Valley that happened on Tuesday.
Only one.
Squeeze one in here, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kevin, you talked about the effects of the transfer portal last week with us and had some really great stats. And Scott and I were observing the other day that, you know, it doesn't matter the name on the front of your uniform anymore. As many games are, you know, there's one game, a couple transfers from Wake Forest, another game, this guy's a transfer from this, that, or the other. And I'm going to submit that almost every team has a player or two that can give you problems.
Yeah, it's not. And I talked to the coach here at Vermont about it because that's a program much like Northern Iowa. They're trying to build it with local guys and high school guys. And he's got two transfers. I think he's got four, but two they're going to play a lot. So it's kind of, you've got to kind of get into that mode. That's the way of the world right now. And we saw Nichols, you know, they won 20-some games last year. He had eight transfers on that team, and they had come from mid-major schools. So they were old, mature guys, and they'd come from programs that hadn't won. And John Becker, the coach from Vermont, made a great comment. He says, we're finding guys, because I asked him, I always ask his coaches about the transfer portal, what they're thinking about it. He said, we're finding guys who are very good players on poor programs, and they want to play for winners. So that's what Vermont was looking for in their transfers, talented players that want to be in a winning culture and winning program. So I think it's really become selective who you take. But 1,600 in that portal last spring.
Crazy.
That's a lot of guys transferring and moving around.
Crazy. Hey, before we let you go, the two big games on Tuesday night, I thought all four teams looked pretty good. Duke's young guys, what's new? They're good. I thought Kansas looked the best of the four, certainly, and you can see why they're picked to win the Big 12.
Yeah, we talked about Kansas before. You know, he's able to keep most of his players, didn't have any transfer out, and they brought a couple transfers in. So that's a pretty loaded Kansas team. Michigan State still has some point guard issues. I don't know where they're going to land in this Big Ten. You know, most people are picking them probably in that 7 or 8 spot. They're just outside the top 25. Well, we got some big games this weekend. Finally, you know, we don't usually see these. So you've got UCLA against Villanova, and the one everybody's waiting for is Texas. Chris Beard's new team with, again, a bunch of transfers playing against Gonzaga. And Chet Holmgren was supposed to be probably the number one draft pick. Well, that's going to be a game that I'm going to certainly be tuned into.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, I will be up there. I will drop the name Kevin Lehman when I go into the parking lot, and we'll see how we do.
Well, you know that secret spot there, Scott? If you come in on the east side off of Hudson Road where the TV trucks park, I'm going to give you a little hint. There used to always be a guard there with a name, list of names. He is not there this year.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to be leaving about, what time you get up? Because I'm going to be out here about 7:30.
Oh, we'll be up there way before that.
5 o'clock tip. Well, I can't help you then.
All
don't
right.
Park in front of a car that's got the plate that say Basketball Jones on it. That's me.
Kevin, appreciate it. Enjoy the hoops tonight, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Well, you know, I'm going to be in the Virgin Islands next week, and you know what I'll be drinking, don't you, Mark?
Little land shark.
Little land shark on the beach when I talk to you next Thursday.
That'll be awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, and our Off the Glass segment here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Check out Chris Lehman and his website, shootershomes.com. Quick break. We'll come back and have more for you. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up after this.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at cedarridgewhiskey.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Yeah, and it was a Wednesday night, which means one thing, and that is Bowling Night in America. And time for a B&A wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. And for the fourth consecutive week, a very, very fine Wednesday evening it was on the lanes.
22-8 victory for the Rusty Nails. That's 92-28 in the last 4 weeks. It's quite a run. It has gotten us into fourth place in the Adult Evergreen League. Over 50 games, over 500, but with the scoring system, the 30-pointer, we know how things can change in a big hurry. But the beat goes on for the Nails.
It does. It does. And, yeah, we don't want to. What do you do when you have a streak? You don't talk about it. You don't think about it. You just keep doing the same things that you're doing. We don't change the lineup, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, can't beat it right now.
Continue to ride the heater next week, position night against Pro Bowling Concepts and the Donner crew, among others. That'll be a tough one. But at any rate, we'll do it again next week and hopefully continue things. Doug Swoboda had a high game and series last night in the Evergreen League, 289-744. Good going, Doug. And finally, Scott, I don't know if you saw this, but sympathies go out to the Staub family. Mike Staub, one of the children of Norm and Betty, who started Lancer Lanes and just been a fixture on the west side forever. Mike Staub died at age 65, and of course, a big part of that bowling family. One of the, you know, the first families of bowling in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, our condolences to the Staub family, and yeah, it's too bad. And when you think about bowling in Cedar Rapids, that is one of the family names that is synonymous with bowling and bowling centers and getting youngsters involved and just up and down the line. Not only for the adult leagues, but all the way down to the kids, as we mentioned. So our condolences to the family, no doubt about that. And, yeah, we'll try her again next week. Little cash in the line next week, which is always fun.
It is. It's a tough earned cash, but we'll give it a go. You can give it a go as well with open bowling or a party of any kind, birthday, company-wise. Need a gift for the holidays. Visit the Pro Shop. Give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136. Check out availability or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yes, $34.95. It is a wonderful thing when the 10-pin falls consistently. Only had one last night, and I got it. All right.
Makes a difference.
It does. Coming up tomorrow, the Emil's Hideaway pick six will take an in-depth look at Iowa and Minnesota, Iowa State as well, coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class program. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Dolphins and the Ravens tonight at 7 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive.